At Whitetail Bluff LLC Hunting Preserve in Corydon, Rodney Bruce is the owner, operator, and today, a tour guide.
We have a lot of fun here.
His fenced hunting preserve is one of only four in the state. They're stocked with farm-raised deer, where clients pay a premium to hunt and leave with a specimen they kill. Critics of the industry call it canned hunting and question the ethics. But Bruce calls the preserve the best Midwest whitetail hunting experience available.
It's an easy sell. Oh my God, they pin them deer up and kill them. You just simply don't know really what's out here.
The 116-acre property is surrounded by an 8-foot fence. The preserve is lush with trees, vegetation, and, of course, deer.
You know, people envision a pen. The reason that we have fence, it's a management tool. It's so that the neighbors can't shoot everything that walks.
Bruce says his preserve doesn't offer hunters an unnatural advantage.
You know, you have to hunt it just like you would anything else. You don't take away a deer's ability to see, hear, smell, or run. You don't affect any of that by having a place like this.
But that's not an easy sell for all. Opponents of fenced hunting preserves point out that some owners guarantee their clients a buck and charge exorbitant amounts for it. Some make good on that promise by drugging the animals or luring them into a line of fire with feeding stations. Bruce doesn't allow such practices at his preserve, and he doesn't promise his clients they will leave with a deer, but that's by choice. Industry owners in Indiana aren't currently regulated because a recent decision from the Indiana Supreme Court ended the Department of Natural Resources' authority over the preserves. Goshen Republican Senator Carlin Yoder says the industry is now like the Wild West.
And anybody, frankly, could go out and put a hunting preserve on 3 acres of land if they so chose, because there's nothing in the state of Indiana to prevent that.
Yoder tried to regulate the industry with bills in 2014 and 2015. The legislation would have banned drugging deer before a hunt, shooting animals near feeding stations, and it required annual inspections from the DNR. But both times, it was narrowly defeated in the Senate. Avon Republican Senator Pete Miller was one of the bill's most vocal critics. He authored legislation this past session that would have banned the practice entirely, but it didn't receive a committee hearing.
My opinion, as well as many other hunting groups as well, don't see this as a fair chase, don't see this as a sport. For it to be a sport, then there has to be some element of the animal being able to win that chase.
Miller says the risk of disease is a leading reason why he opposes the fence preserves. Ball State biology professor Tim Carter says the preserves can increase the risk of animal diseases, such as bovine tuberculosis and chronic wasting disease, a deer equivalent to mad cow disease.
You can see where it has popped up throughout the United States, and in every case, it's some kind of game preserve where they have been moving animals from one spot to another, and it establishes, and then it starts to spread.
Those diseases can spread to wildlife by contact with infected animals through the fence.
Once you set a disease free, you can't call it back. And so that's really the biggest concern with these preserves, is the potential for them to infect the natural native animals, and then we will not be able to control that.
In the meantime, industry leaders are taking action amidst the legislative stalemate. The Indiana Deer Farmers Association, State Board of Animal Health, and preserve owners have formed the Deer Advisory Council. It's currently developing guidelines and standards for the industry, but compliance with any rules would be entirely voluntary, setting the stage for the General Assembly to try once again to regulate the industry next year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Payne Horning in Corydon.